From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel has removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued offering prayers outside the mosque in protest. Among them, Israeli Knesset Arab lawmaker Masoud Ghanem.
We don't have now the electronic gates, but there is many things, obstacles and cameras that until now Israel, the occupation Israel, put it in the gates of the Al-Aqsa.
He said the protest will likely continue. The metal detectors installed following the July 14 killings of two Israeli policemen at the mosque site, known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary, to Jews as the Temple Mount. Danny Dannon is Israel's UN ambassador.
We will do whatever is necessary to allow everybody to come to the Temple Mount and provide security. We don't want to see another terror attack on Temple Mount.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert welcomed Israel's decision.
Anything that serves to de-escalate tensions and pave the road for the two sides to come together and have conversations not only about this, but also about the peace process moving forward, we would certainly support that. As you know, we support the maintenance of the status quo at that site.
Israel has maintained other non-intrusive security measures at the mosque that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Waqf, the religious body that oversees Islamic sites in Jerusalem, reject as unacceptable. The UN mission in Central African Republic Tuesday blamed Christian anti-Balaka gunmen for the killing of two more UN Moroccan peacekeepers in the eastern town of Bangassou. Another Moroccan was killed Sunday. The two were stocking up water supplies as part of humanitarian deliveries to the townspeople when they were ambushed. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has praised Lebanon for taking steps to protect itself from militant groups along the Syrian border trying to gain a foothold in the country. His comments came following a meeting with visiting Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri.
Lebanon is on the front lines in the fight against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hezbollah. The Lebanese people of all faiths are working together to keep their country safe and prosperous. They love their country, and they're going to keep it safe and prosperous.
He promised American assistance to ensure the Lebanese army is the only defender Lebanon needs. Mr. Trump also called the Iranian-backed Hezbollah a menace. U.S. lawmakers are seeking to stiffen sanctions against the Shia group. In Syria, suspected government or Russian airstrikes killed at least 9 people in the town of Arbin in eastern Ghouta region late Monday near the capital Damascus. Dozens more were wounded. They are believed to have been the first civilian casualties since a truce went into effect there on Saturday. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. is making progress with China on a tough new sanctions resolution over North Korea's latest missile test.
We are constantly in touch with China, and I can say that things are moving, but it's still too early to tell how far they'll move. We know that China's been sharing and negotiating with Russia, so as long as they're doing that, we're going to continue to watch this closely to make sure it is a strong resolution.
North Korea fired its first intercontinental ballistic missile July 4th. Meanwhile, U.S. officials have warned that they've seen stepped-up activity, which could lead to yet another missile test. Shortly after narrowly defeating a repeal of a controversial health care law, the U.S. Senate Tuesday failed to pass a repeal and replace measure. It was the latest in a series of votes expected on the matter this week. Earlier, the Senate voted 51-50 to open debate on just repealing the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. All Democrats voted against it. Arizona Senator John McCain, just diagnosed recently with brain cancer, returned to the Senate floor to vote yes.
All we've managed to do is make more popular a policy that wasn't very popular when we started trying to get rid of it. I voted for the motion to proceed to allow debate to continue and amendments to be offered. I will not vote for this bill as it is today.
President Donald Trump hailed it as a victory. The future of the debate, however, is uncertain as lawmakers prepare to leave town for an August recess. Zimbabwe's parliament has approved a measure to amend the constitution to allow President Robert Mugabe to appoint the country's senior judges. The country's 4-year-old constitution had reserved that right for a judicial commission. Under that arrangement, the president would have made his selections first from that list. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.